Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am back from the DEMA show, the largest diving event in the world. It was last week right here in our backyard of Orlando, Florida. And we're back in the studio today to kind of recap some of the things that happened after last week's broadcast. It was quite an event in its own right. And, man, I had a blast. We had our mermaids on display, both wet and dry. They were a huge hit, as always. But having them actually in a tank, underwater.
That's it. That's real nice. Getting the mermaids tanked. That's fantastic.
Well, no, we do that all every year. But we've never actually had them in the tank and had them underwater.
We've had
display.
Them in a drunk tank.
Well, yeah, but that, once again, that happens every year.
Yeah.
And this was, it was different. We had kicked it up a notch because we actually had a portable tank. Thanks to our Mer Taylor, our resident Mer Taylor here at Scuba Radio, who supplied this contraption where we wheeled it into the showroom floor and threw the girls in a tank in their Scuba Radio Mermaid Tails for the delight of all the onlookers there from the dive industry.
For young and old alike.
Yes. It was a huge hit. Lots of fun. The Scuba Cowboy provided the live entertainment. And, of course, we gave away a liveaboard trip each morning.
I'm still dumbfounded by that. Four days, four liveaboard trips.
The only thing that stunk about the entire thing was that I couldn't win any of these prizes we were giving away.
I thought it was the smell of wet mermaid that may have stunk a little.
Well, yeah, that could have been just a tad. But they smell like fish, so it was all good. And it was our 12th DEMA.
Yes.
We gave over $12,000 worth of stuff. It was a huge, huge success on a lot of levels. And I'll tell you what, it was a happening show. There are some cool new products coming to your store shelves at your local dive center that we're going to talk about today. I got to tell you, maybe it's the economy that's forcing people to be more innovative or what, but there were three standout products in my mind that I came across at the DEMA show last week that we're going to share with you today that you're going to want to hear about, because I think each one of them in their own right could be game changers when it comes to dive equipment and toys we like to play with underwater.
I think that, I didn't hear you talk about it, so I was confused, but I'd heard some reports from Scott about a little leprechaun-sized man. Which you can take with you diving, and he'll actually do the breathing for you.
No truth to the roaming gnome putting on a tank and going diving
with
you.
That didn't happen.
No, but maybe next year at DEMA, someone will come up with that idea and do that.
You know what? I thought he'd been drinking a little bit when he called.
Yeah. No, I think you were drinking and watching The Amazing Race. And just
it got confusing.
Exactly.
I understand.
Which is understandable.
All right, but, so there is no strap-on pony diver that you can take with you to do your breathing for you.
No, but like I said, maybe we'll come up with that idea for next year.
Nice.
But a lot of stuff to cover. We did some extra interviews and things. And while we're at the DEMA show, I may have been contacted by terrorists. We got to cover
or
that.
Or aliens.
Paul Walker from Into the Blue from Fast and Furious. Big time diver. Just he's doing a big thing with great white sharks there might be some ladies listening right now that want to sign up for Paul's next dive adventure, and I guess he's making this available. I'll tell you about that. All kinds of stuff.
Oh wow! Now I can't believe that he's stealing Scott. Single Scott's angle.
Well, maybe Scott can come along. Who knows? He may have been talking to Paul Walker for all I know. But we'll cover that in just a bit. Single Scott in the studio to help us recap what happened at DEMA. But first, let's get to some tape, because I rolled a lot of extra stuff, and I need to get some of this stuff out. You know, Dan, Drivers Alert Network, launched into their 30-year anniversary at the DEMA show. A lot of stuff going on with them. Donna was there, and, well, it went a little something like this.
Now, one of the programs that we've been aware of for the last few years here on Scuba Radio is really cool, and Donna, who is also an arm wrestling champion, is with me right now. She oversees... She's looking like, I knew that was coming. Yeah, that's a whole nother story. I'm just going to leave the whole arm wrestling reference. Why? But it was beneath the sea 3 years ago. I whooped her butt, and that's all I'm going to say. Right, Donna?
Cafe Patron for it.
Yes, exactly. So we'll just leave that one live for another day and talk about the intern program that Donna heads up for Dan, as well as many other programs. She does everything. She's pretty much the dive goddess of Dan. Is that it?
Diving goddess of Dan. I'm going to put that on my business cards.
Yes, as you should. But one of the features or one of the elements of being a dive goddess at Dan is that you have to recruit new blood into this industry. And you do that with this intern program, right?
I do. I bring them in. I mentor them. I shape them in my image.
It's a great thing. And this is a program that's been going on for how many years now, Donna?
We're in our 10th year. We've trained 69 interns, so it's pretty exciting.
And 69, really?
69 interns. Yes, we have. And they've gone on to great things. We have, some are in med school, some are in grad school, some are working in the diving industry. So it's great to see them go on and have amazing educational and professional careers.
Now, these programs, these interns that you recruit, help you with gathering research and some of the many projects that Dan does to make us safer divers, correct?
Definitely, yeah. We get the interns involved on any aspect we can of the research projects. We try to make sure that then the projects they're working on are also going to help them. So we get information that then helps divers make diving safer, but that the intern is getting an experience that's going to help them in their future careers, educationally or professionally.
Nice. Now, one of the many ways that you can get involved in this is obviously, what, going to the website, getting the information. What are you looking for when it comes to an intern, a potential intern for Divers Alert Network?
We definitely are sticking with the science tracks. Someone who is in a biology program or going into medical school or something like that, it has a research interest, because right now they are working in the research department. Looking for someone who's kind of been on their own a little bit, so 20 years or older, and just has a definite passion for research and diving, and is interested in doing something that hopefully is going to help them in their future.
And basically, because of the contacts you have at Divers Alert Network and the research that you do and the experience you gain, it opens up many doors, I would imagine. And we have an example of one of the people that have went through the Dan intern program and has done quite well. Is that true?
Yep. Actually, at the show this year, I have 5 past interns, and they're helping out, helping us out in the seminar rooms. They're also actually doing a fundraiser, the I Love Dan campaign.
Are they getting the Dive Goddess coffee as well?
Okay, you caught me. They are getting the Dive Goddess coffee.
Well, what's that?
Only once did I get a coffee.
Okay, all right.
Just a few times. But.
It's just a little payback. You know, this is Lana. So we have Donna and Lana. Does every Dan intern have to rhyme with your name?
Hey, I like that. That might be a new criteria.
So Lana, you are one of the results of Donna's program here at Dan to mold people into a fine dive industry professional. How long ago did you graduate through the program?
I just finished up in mid-August with the program. The program lasted from the last week of May all the way to about the second or third week in August.
Okay, so a few months, you went through that, and then it took you, what, years to get a job after it was over, right?
Yeah, it took me a whole week and a half to get a job offer.
So. Amazing. So, and this job actually was in diving. You didn't get, like, recruited to be a Scuba Radio mermaid or anything like that, right?
No. Actually, it is in the diving industry. I'm working full-time at Dive Key West as a full-time instructor. So I was fresh out of my ITC when I started the internship, and it put me right where I wanted to be at the time in the diving industry, teaching other people, you know, increasing awareness, increasing other divers diving so that we can get this industry to grow.
Nice. So Dive Key West, how did that happen? Were you doing some research down there in the Keys and that's how the introduction happened, or they just said, hey, Donna, I need some fresh meat here. Send us down one of your newbies. How did it work?
Actually, I have no idea how they found me. It may have been the article that announced all of us as interns. They may have seen my picture and then followed through with some research on me. I'm not really sure, but he did. My boss did say to me last week, we sat down to have a serious talk, which was quite scary, and he told me that the only reason that he hired me, with me being so young, he was nervous about it, is because I was the Dan Dive Safety intern. So it really did give me employment, and it did set up my future.
Yeah, you know, having Dan on your resume can't be a bad accolade when it comes to trying to get a gig in the dive industry. They got a little bit more credibility than, say, a scuba radio show host. Do you hear what I'm saying?
I have to disagree with you on that one.
Really? You would hire me? You're saying you would hire me at Dive Key West if this whole radio thing falls through?
I think what you need is some sort of intern next to you to go and get you coffee in the middle of each of your little...
I'm going to talk to Donna. Can we find some more people that rhyme with your name? And can you set up a scuba radio intern program for me, Donna?
You know what? We're going to have to arm wrestle.
That was awesome.
But it's a very cool program. Obviously, you must have learned a lot and impressed the socks off the folks there at Dive Key West to the point that they thought, hey, we need to grab this girl while we can, put her to work, and make our business stronger and better.
Yeah, the internship, it's really important to realize that it didn't just kind of expose me to the diving industry and dive professionals and seeing them at work, but it got my foot in the door for dive research. I went to school for exercise physiology, so I love the body. I love, you know, body and movement, and when you can put the two things together, scuba and my passion for exercise physiology, and it's just an insane opportunity for anybody who's willing to just apply for it and be like, you know what, that could be me. I could do something like that. So.
That is excellent. Yeah, and you get your foot in the door, unlike what our connection with Scuba Radio does. It usually hits you on the way out. You hear what I'm saying? But that's, once again, a whole nother thing. Donna, it is a great program. Obviously, I kid about this because we're such good friends, and she's such a whacked character. It's amazing she does such responsible and quality work for the dive industry and still can be so much fun to hang around. How can people listening either participate in the intern program themselves, or if they know somebody, how do they get involved in this?
There's actually a lot of ways for many people to get involved. For someone who is interested in it, go onto the website. All the information is there. Application is there. Deadline to apply is January 15th, 2010 for the summer program in 2010. And if anyone has any questions, they're more than welcome to get in touch with me personally, and I'm happy to give them some guidance on applying for that program. Also, we're looking for host sites all the time, so if any dive shops out there, the Dan business members, are interested in hosting an intern, give me a call and we can talk about that. And then finally, this program is completely funded and run on donations, so we are always looking for people that are willing to help out and give some donation money and some funds to this great program that really does build people's careers in the future.
Yes, it really does. It's a great program. And you heard Lana. She's working at Dive Key West. If you head out that way and go diving down there for the Vandenberg, make sure you ask for her.
I suddenly have a burning desire to go to Dive Key West.
Yes.
Just saying. Not saying anything.
Okay. You've heard about Jackie. Now you've heard Lana.
And the other thing you need to clear up for me before this break, is Donna really B. Arthur?
No, she is not.
Maud Adams?
Let me think about it.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
How about I hold your head underwater for just a little while?
Yeah, he is out, yeah, he's playing in the sun. Rocking to his music, having fun. And he's got a scuba tank strapped to his back. Yeah, watch out, world, here comes Scuba Mac.
All right, who did this?
Yeah, watch out, world, here comes Scuba Mac.
I'm not mad. I just want to know who did it so I can punish them.
Yeah, hey, it's Scuba Matt.
Scuba Matt. That is the world premiere of a song called Scuba Matt from the band Car on Fire, a punk rock band out of Panama City. Now, I met Matt at the Dima show last week, who inspired that song. His son is in this punk rock band, Car on Fire, there in Panama City, and He stopped me at the Dima show and said, hey, I got this song that my son did. Would you guys play it on the show? And I'm like, hey, anything that has to do with diving, what the hell?
You've gone punk.
Yes. You know, we had the scuba tunes. That was kind of like a Caribbean, you know, Jimmy Buffett-esque type of thing. Then we had the scuba cowboy at DEMA last week, and now we have Car on Fire punk rockers out of Panama City. And matter of fact, I heard from Brett, one of the members, or Brent, I'm sorry, Brent, who is the guitar and vocalist of Car on Fire, and he says that was just the demo that they recorded in their garage. That true to form as a punk rock band, that was a garage band, right? Garage band recording. But they're going to actually do a new version of Scuba Matt and include Scuba Radio and Greg the Dive Master in the song.
All right, their new album. Well, can I put a stop to that right now?
No.
You get everything.
Punk rock, man. We got to reach out to all.
I don't have any problem with that at all. I don't. I just want to say a few things to Brent.
Okay.
All right. Flat, splat, hat, cat, sat, fat, spat, autocrat, bureaucrat. All of those words rhyme with Matt. Back does not.
Well, yeah, but
he's got a tank strapped to his back. He's Scuba Matt.
Yeah, but he's...
No. These words should rhyme.
This is punk rock. They can do whatever
punk
the hell
they
want.
Punk rock could rhyme.
Doesn't have to, though.
Exactly.
It could.
That's what makes it punk. Because they go, they go against the norm.
They break the rules.
That's right. God bless you, Brent.
Flat, keep up the spat, good work. Hat, cat, sat, fat, spat, jack sprat,
car,
autocrat, bureaucrat.
Car on Fire. I don't know. The punk rock band, Panama City, Florida. Maybe we have to have them play at DEMA next year. What do you think?
There we are. Right there. Car on Fire. And for the finale of their set, we drive a burning car into the tank and then mermaid swim out of it.
Oh, I like it.
Punk rock.
Yes.
That is very punk rock.
You know, but I got to say, you know, it's pretty cool because he actually wrote the song about his dad, who
yes.
I guess married his mom a few years ago. And he thought Matt was so cool because he was a scuba diver. He wrote that song. And that's how this came to be.
If you also want to be on Scuba Radio singing a song, this is another way to do it. I have always thought that the best name ever for a punk rock band, I Blame Dad.
Okay, that's not bad. That's not bad.
Two of my kids started punk rock bands. Neither one of them used it. I'm giving this free to all of you. I Blame Dad.
Yeah.
You have another chance, Bill.
Well, you know, Matt.
Let's see if Eliza starts a punk rock band.
Well, Matt, he said, I hear you guys play all these songs on Scuba Radio every week. And, you know, this song is called Scuba Matt. It's not Scuba Greg. And when you think about it, they can't come up with anything that rhymes with Greg. It'd be too tough
they don't
anyway.
Need anything to rhyme with Greg because they rhymed Matt with back.
So what could you rhyme with Greg? Scuba,
back.
Greg the Dive Master.
Back is just as much of a rhyme for Greg as it is for Matt. It's okay. They can just substitute the word.
Okay. All right. I guess that
and,
would be kind of
And
punk.
You don't have to beg when you're Scuba Greg.
Oh, I like it. Okay,
All
there
right,
you go.
There we go. All right.
Yes.
I am a rhyming machine.
All right, there. I'm going to hold my cell phone up for that one. That was good. Good
Thank
stuff,
you.
Bill. All right. You got a future in punk.
Thank you. I Blame Dad.
Something to fall back on when this whole
I already
thing
own the website,
through.
Though, so if you guys decide to go with I Blame Dad, I already own your website.
Look, I love getting stuff like that. And I don't care if it's good or bad. It doesn't really matter. If it has a scuba influence or connection to the show, please email it to Greg at scubaradio.com. And I'll do what I just did there to Brent and the gang from Cars on Fire, which has basically ruined their careers.
Yeah, if you don't know if it's good or not, use somebody else's name. That's my advice to you.
Yeah.
If you're not 100% sure, I mean, if you're confident, I mean, I actually thought the music was good there.
Yeah, it was. That's a good song.
For punk song, it was good. I'm just a little concerned about the rhyming. I'm a fan of the rhyming.
Well, hey, they're young. And they're punk.
Where's Bob Dylan when you need him?
He's doing Christmas stuff now.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio. hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive Power Claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook. The evolution of protection.
Now, I was very busy leading up to the DEMA show last week. We posted two new videos that are not on scubaradio.com yet because I haven't had a chance to update the video widget. However, they are on YouTube, and if you just go to YouTube.com and put a search on Scuba Radio, just type in Scuba Radio in the search box there at the top of YouTube, it'll pull up our dive on the Vandenberg and a clip of Mermaid Angela being attacked by a manta ray. That is now on YouTube, not just in standard def, but in high definition. And go check it out. When I went back and looked at the footage finally and got it into editable form, I'm like, wow, this this is pretty big. This is going to be if this thing takes off and more people see it, they're going to flip out because it's pretty wild seeing Mermaid Angela rammed.
Driven from the water.
Rammed by a manta ray in Kona, Hawaii. Now, it sounds scary, but really, I think the manta was just trying to get his freak on. But the video is finally up there on YouTube. Check it out. Just do a search on Scuba Radio, and you pull it up and share it with all your friends and enjoy the clip. It's kind of creepy because it was shot at night. Has that whole kind of horror movie kind of look to it. And then here it is. Oh, there. Gosh. Every time I see it, I'm like,
dun, 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 d
yourself. So, somebody actually has topside footage of this incident, and she said she was going to email it to us, but she never has. So I don't know what has happened to it, or this girl decided she was going to keep it to herself and sell it to the Inquirer or whatever the hell.
Hold on, I'm writing a punk rock song about her.
Yeah, there you go.
Does her name happen to rhyme with witch? I'm just working on some rhymes.
I'd say go with it.
Okay.
Go with it.
All right.
So check out those videos at YouTube. They'll be at scubaradio.com as well soon, hopefully this week. Also, we got to talk about some products that we came across at the DEMA show. A lot of innovation on display. Three main eye catchers for me that I'm going to share with you so you can be prepared when they show up on your store shelves. This stuff is in development, but they showed us the technology at the DEMA show. It was quite remarkable. That is coming next.
Nothing better than having Greg the Dive Master explain technology.
Yes.
There's a song.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You know, I don't have to tell you folks about scuba diving. So that'll save some time.
I love all the fishies, all the sharkies too. When I see one come towards me, I swim like you. I love all the friends down there, hey, don't you know?
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the producer, and also Single Scott in the studio today. We're talking about what we saw at the DEMA show. Now, we're going to go over a few things that caught my eye, and Scott backed me up on this as well. But we'll at least touch on one right now. I got three that were big standouts in my mind. And probably the most entertaining product that I came across was this new product called the Bladefish. You know what I'm talking about,
I did.
Scott?
I saw it. How cool is that?
Yeah, everybody, I love underwater scooters. And, Scott, I know you've had the opportunity to do those a few times, right?
I have one.
Yeah, well, there you go. What type do you have? A Sea-Doo? Or
a Ski-Doo, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I have a few Sea-Doos as well. Those are great scooters. They're a lot of fun. The downside to these scooters is that you can't take them everywhere. Even the smallest, lightest one I have, which is very compact and light compared to more of the commercial level underwater propulsion vehicles, is that it's still too bulky where to the point where you couldn't like take it on an airplane real easily without having to take up an entire piece of your luggage. And that's getting more and more difficult with the airlines.
It's cheaper just to buy it its own seat.
Yeah, exactly. And but traveling with them is still a problem. Well, this company out of the UK has developed an underwater scooter that is basically it's just the fan portion of a traditional scooter. It's like they took the whole torpedo part of it off and built the battery into the frame of the fan tail of the scooter. This is called the Bladefish. If you do a search online, you might be able to find it. I think it's innovativescuba.com might be a way where you can go check it out and take a look at this new product that is hitting the States as we speak. But it uses a lithium-ion battery, so it's those high-tech camera batteries. So you just plug this thing up like a charger, like you would charge up your camera, and it'll go for like an hour and a half. It has the same propulsion pull and torque as one of these supercharged Sea-Doos, yet you could literally stack them on top. You could stack four of these scooters and take up the same amount of space as you would with one Sea-Doo scooter.
Oh, yeah, you can put two of them in your suitcase and add all your scuba stuff to it, and you're ready to go.
11.5 pounds. Phenomenal on the weight and the space that this thing takes. You could easily pack a couple of them, if not four of them, in a suitcase. But that is a remarkable step or an advancement in this technology because that has been, for me personally, a big problem with underwater scooters, not being able to travel with them outside the country. Overweight charges. Now they have these scooters, and like you say, you could grab a couple of them, put them in your bag, throw some clothes in there, and you still... You can travel with these scooters and have a ball, whether it's with wild dolphins or just cruising around and stuff like that. Now, I haven't used it yet, but from what I saw and I got the sales spiel there from the folks at DEMA at Innovative Scuba. I got to say it was quite an impressive piece of technology. So that's one. Two more to go and a Dan tip coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles.
literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland. Whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, we have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Forespins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Forespins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Forespins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Forespins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 50. Dive computers do not allow you to surf the web for porn. Oh, sorry. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio is Jeff Myers, COO and Vice President of Training for Dives Alert Network. How you doing?
Staying out of trouble. How about you?
Same, and hoping to keep it so.
Are you expecting to get into trouble sometime soon?
Expecting? No. Acknowledging the possibility? Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm going to need more.
Well, look, I got a friend who just got a new boat. And he's taking us out diving this weekend. He's a great guy. He's an awesome diver. And so is the rest of the group. But I'm afraid things are going to get a little rowdy without the structure of a traditional dive boat.
Well, that shouldn't happen. Diving from a private boat is no different than diving anywhere else. And if these divers are as good as you say, they know that.
Just to be safe, what things should I keep in mind?
The first thing to keep in mind is that while diving from a private boat can be a great adventure, it also means great responsibility. You're essentially diving without a safety net, and so all planning, safety considerations, emergency procedures, and everything else is on your shoulders.
So where do you start?
With the boat itself. Like dive gear, you need to make sure your boat is properly and routinely maintained, and it should meet all licensing and registration requirements. That goes for the boat's captain as well.
And if the boat is sound?
Stock it with all the standard safety gear you'd have on a traditional charter boat. In addition to the standard marine requirements like life jackets, fire extinguishers, and radios, there should be a first aid kit on board and, ideally, an emergency oxygen unit.
What about dive flags, marker buoys, you know, that sort of thing?
All of the above, especially since in most waters it's required that boats with divers in the water fly a flag to indicate it.
Okay, so assuming the boat has safety gear for every contingency?
Make sure that there's someone on board who knows how to use it. The captain is an obvious choice, but there should be someone else who knows basic first aid and how to use the oxygen kit as well. If only one person has been formally trained, have that person give at least the basics during the dive briefing.
So you're in favor of a dive briefing, even on a private boat?
Oh, absolutely. I don't care where you're diving. In any group setting, a dive briefing is essential. In the case of diving from a private boat, it's no different than a charter. The captain should review the basics of the boat, both in terms of how to find everything as well as what procedures are to be followed, and that includes the plan of how the day will progress and the emergency plan.
What about when you're on site? What considerations do you have to keep in mind?
Even though the considerations of diving from a private versus a charter boat are the same, there are a few differences. Private boats are often not built specifically for diving, so you'll have to think about how you'll enter and exit the water, especially exiting. Ladders on private boats are not usually as easy to climb as those on a charter boat, so you'll want to think through your reboarding strategy before you get in the water. Dive lines are another consideration. They're unlikely to be as extensive as on a charter, but you should at least have a drift line in the water for divers who surface and get caught in the current.
What about a bubble watcher?
An excellent point. When you're planning the dive, you absolutely should decide who will be staying aboard to tend to things topside.
Is it really necessary? I mean, as long as you double-check the anchor line.
Anchors can come undone. Storms arise, conditions shift, divers surface far away. There are a lot of things that can occur that can be contained as small problems if you have someone on board that can respond quickly and efficiently.
So make sure the person you leave to tend to the boat knows what he's doing.
Yes. They should be completely familiar and comfortable with handling the boat, executing the dive and emergency procedures, and generally being the topside support.
Sounds like a lot to consider. It might be more trouble than it's worth.
No. When you get right down to it, it's still all about the dive safety essentials, planning, preparation, and communication. No matter where you're diving, you still have to be thorough in your planning. You still have to take time to prepare properly. You still have to talk the plan through with the rest of the group. You still have to make sure the safety equipment's on hand and that someone knows how to use it. Every dive requires the same care and approach, and we know how worth it they are.
You're right. Man, now I can't wait for the weekend.
Have a blast, buddy, and I can't wait to hear all about it. Unless, of course, you have room for one more.
Absolutely. Come on, Jeff. Diving from a private boat can feel like the epitome of diving independence. But remember, going out on your own means that you're on your own in terms of planning and execution. You know what to do, though. Think the day through like you do every dive day. And don't be afraid to talk to your fellow boat captains to make sure you've thought of it all. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
Yes, Dan, celebrating their 30-year anniversary in the dive industry. They launched that campaign last week at the DEMA show. Matter of fact, Eric Douglas from Dan, he's going to hopefully check in with us next hour from Manatee Springs. They're doing an event with DUI out there, and hopefully we'll connect with him and get an update from Eric on what's happening in that part of the country right now, which is actually it's in our backyard. Manatee Springs, not far up around the Jacksonville area of Florida, and we'll find out how he's doing. All right, now the DEMA show, like I said, that Bladefish scooter was quite impressive. Here was the product that really opened up my eyes, though, out of all the three that we're going to talk about a little bit today. And this was a company or a school or a government of in Turkey, Istanbul. These guys came from Turkey, and the government has backed the technology to create a earth-friendly dive computer. And they fund, I guess the government of Turkey funded thousands and thousands of dollars to come up with this new technology to basically fund an application for a dive computer that could be, initially they were starting to, they were going to use like discarded cell phone displays and recycle them into a dive computer, and then realize, wait a minute, we don't need to do this. We don't even need to build it. Let's just do the software and load it on your cell phone and turn your cell phone into a dive computer. And that's what they did. And then they've partnered with this company called Intova out of Hawaii, who is currently working on the housing for your cell phone. And it has a sensor on the outside of the housing that'll communicate with your cell phone via Bluetooth or infrared, depending on the kind of cell phone you have. And it'll beam that information like depth, temperature, and that kind of thing to your cell phone and to the application there that you just glance down at and have all your depth and everything and calculations. I mean,
so replacing a dive computer with your smartphone.
Yeah, with a PDA type phone. Yeah, smartphone, exactly. So it could be an iPhone, it could be a Palm.
And it doesn't need to be someplace where you necessarily have cell phone service even.
No, you won't.
Because you're just going to be communicating with the cell phone.
But check this out. Say, like, you have a student. And you want to build something like a warning, like if they ascend too quickly, it'll actually trigger a text message as soon as they surface. It'll beam to your cell phone, say, keep an eye on your student because he ascended too quickly. That is cool technology, and it's coming. It's coming soon.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
For all my pals who live in the oceans and the seas, with bronze like these, well, who needs anemones?
is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, and of course, Single Scott in the studio with us, fresh from the DEMA show here in Orlando. Now, just mention that new app that is coming to, coming out, they're hopefully by the middle of next year, from a company called Intova, for the U.S. distribution at least, and I guess that'll be worldwide, but they're in Hawaii. And they're creating this housing for your cell phone, and you basically would get an app for your phone, for your iPhone, or for your, Windows Mobile-equipped Palm phone or whatever the case may be. And you just download this Dive computer app to your phone, and then you throw your phone into this housing that has a sensor on the outside of it, and that beams all the information to the phone so you can sit there and, monitor your depth. Yeah, the thing is so technically advanced as far as a dive computer as well. They have, when you get into technical things like algorithms they use to determine, how long you can stay at a certain depth, you can actually run dual algorithms, which is, a little over the head of most recreational divers. But trust me, this is really advanced dive computer technology that they've built into this application. And if it works, and in theory, it sounds like an amazing idea to me, because it literally could almost eliminate the need for a dive computer.
Well, why wouldn't it? I mean, quite honestly.
Exactly.
I mean,
has a cell phone.
We already know wireless works.
Right.
We already know that wireless technology works for monitoring your air.
You got to have your cell phone with you all the time anyway. And, just think of the applications beyond, I just touched on the fact that if you're a dive instructor and you could set their cell phone up in the application to say, alert me if they ascend too quickly, if they go too deep or whatever. And it'll literally, when they surface, their
cell phone.
Could
it give them a shock? could it shock them?
Maybe there's an app for that.
If you set it on vibrate, it could make them vibrate. But it'll text message the instructor that, hey, you better keep an eye on this person because they ascended too quickly or they dove too deep or they went too long.
What if you're down and you see a really nice NASA grouper and you say, you know what? That's what I need for lunch. You could
take
probably
a picture.
Take
with
a picture
your,
of it
exactly.
and then send it to the restaurant back at the hotel and have them have dinner ready.
You're joking, but they were talking about that as down the road type features for this technology.
Fish identifier and flavor finder.
Pretty remarkable stuff. And could it be a game changer in the dive computer world? I think it might. I really think it might if they can make it work. So we'll find out here in the coming months. But you heard it here first. So
I got a nice $400 dive computer that does not also take phone calls.
Yeah, well, so that technology's coming, too, where you'll be able to take phone calls underwater while you're diving as well. That's coming. That's coming. No way to avoid it. Neither is hour two of Scuba Radio, for that matter. So stick around. It'll be worth it.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.